Synonym, community, radio. The men that will not be blamed for nothing.
Correct.
Victorian punk.
Yes.
What is Victorian punk?
That's exactly what it says. It says in the tin. We're the premise of the band. It's a collaboration between a few of us. Myself and the very fine comedian Andrew O'Neill, and my friend Andy Heinz, who was a singer in a very brilliant mid-90s goth band called Creaming Jesus, who were quite significant and successful in their day, and Jez Miller on the drums. The idea of the band is, what would a punk rock band sound like if punk, with the electric guitars and all that went with it, was invented in 1877, not 1977? What would we sing about? So it's kind of partly an attempt to kind of reawaken music hall in the proper sense of it. Because people go, oh, music hall, yeah, variety, bring on Bruce Forsyth, that sort of thing. But actually, music hall was the music of the rotters and the working man and the gin drinkers. You know, it was that kind of event. And all pop music and pretty much all stand-up comedy comes out, from Girls Aloud to the Sex Pistols to Michael McIntyre, comes out of music hall in the 1830s. That was the kind of people that liked that sort of stuff in the 1830s, would be the kind of people who'd go to the music hall. So it's kind of our aim was to bring music hall, fuse it with punk rock, and have a jolly old knees up whilst having a bit of a headbang.
I mean, if you listen to the music hall of this record of, what, maybe the 1920s, it's actually incredibly rude, isn't it?
Oh, it's very rude. Well, that's the point. It's bawdy, it's rude. Even the sort of vaguely anodyne stuff, the stuff that was kind of commercialised, like George Formby, is still quite cheeky.
Yeah.
When I'm Cleaning Windows, it's a cheeky song. But Formby's a brilliant example, because Formby was a pop star, and he was a comedian, but with exactly the same material, exactly the same act. No one separated the two, and no one's really brought them back together in the same way. And that, since then, those kind of variety turns have gone. So our attempt is to kind of reawaken that, but but be true to its working class roots.
Now, your band have got an album coming out on March the 12th on Leather Apron Records.
Yep.
Deep breath. This may be the reason why the men that will not be blamed for nothing cannot be killed by conventional weapons. Did I get that right?
Correct. If you can get the reference from that, where we've taken that from, I will buy you a chocolate bar. But yeah, it's our second record. Our first record was called, now it's what I call Steampunk Volume 1. That came out in 2010, although we've actually had to rename it due to some significant court action by EMI Records that only happened about 3 months ago. About 3 weeks ago, sorry. Which is brilliantly timed in terms of publicity for the new record, actually. But this album's been out for 2 years now, and then it turned out somebody in the EMI legal team went, oh, actually, we own the trademark of, now that's what I call ... with music.
Oh, yes. I see that.
So we've had to rename it. So that our first album, which can be found on iTunes already, is now called the Steampunk Album That Cannot Be Named For Legal Reasons.
Community Radio, SCR.